Delighted to have Sister Mary Ann, the principal of Mary Immaculate School, Catholic School in Farmers Branch, here in studio with me. And so nice to see you, Sister Mary Ann. And I want to just also thank Mike Murray, who's my dear friend. Mike and I went to school together 1 year apart. I'm his elder by 1 year over at Jesuit, but he's over at Catholic Charities. And he said, hey, Sister Mary Ann can come to studio and talk about Mary Immaculate School. So I really appreciate it. We were there this past weekend. Father Michael allowed us to come and sell raffle tickets. And so we love the parish. And so let's talk about this wonderful school. They're located at 14032 Dennis Lane in Dallas, 75234. The website mischool.org. And Sister Mary Ann, you have an interesting background, a Dominican sister. And let's see, this is your second year as principal of the school, and you are one of three Nashville Dominicans at the school, and you have also instituted the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd this year as well at the school. So let me first of all ask a little bit about yourself as a Dominican. I'm a big fan of Aquinas, and so I love the Dominicans very much, and I love the charism. So can you tell us maybe about yourself and what how God called you into not only religious life, but the Dominicans in particular?
Certainly. Well, I did grow up here in Texas on the border where where the Pecos River meets the Rio Grande. I like to say that's where our ranch is, and had six brothers. And
qualifies you right there.
I went to Texas A&M for a couple of years, but then I went on to Christendom College in Northern Virginia, where I learned a great deal about our faith and about liberal education. And it's where I met the Dominican sisters. I had been to Fatima when I was 16 and really felt a call to dedicate my life, you know, consecrated life. And I thought maybe that only existed in Europe or maybe in the books I read. I hadn't really found many sisters in Texas, but of course now that I am a sister, I've met many sisters. So, but when you're young and you don't know, you're trying to find your way, it's hard to know. But at Christendom College, I did meet the Nashville Dominicans, and so visited there several times. And after I graduated, I entered there, and then continued my studies. The community is Dominicans are about study, so I was able to complete master's in education and my doctorate in education, as I was also serving as a school principals in Indiana, Virginia, Tennessee, all with the community.
So you have a long background in education. Tell us, I'm just intrigued about growing up with six brothers on a sheep and goat ranch in Southwest Texas. And so you did kind of learn to live on the land, and were you actually working the land and the livestock and stuff?
We have sheep and Angora mohair goats and lots of meat goats as well. But yes, we worked there. We rounded up. We didn't do the shearing, but we brought the people in who did the shearing. So, but one thing I think about growing up that close to the land is you learn, quickly about life and about death. And it's a small community. So, celebrated many journeys, people's life journey. Particularly, there was a Catholic church and there was a Baptist church, but the community was united in our faith and in our, love of the place.
Neat. Oh, wow, what an interesting experience growing up that must have been for you. Now, tell us, Sister Mary Ann is here, principal of Mary Immaculate Catholic School in Farmers Branch, and how did the relationship between the Nashville Dominicans and this particular parish? I grew up at St. Patrick Parish in Dallas, and some of my fondest memories were some of the religious sisters there. Sister Laura was the principal there, and have just amazingly fond memories of her and some of the other sisters there. It's a bit more rare these days for a Catholic school to have nuns, you know, sisters there. And so how did that relationship come about?
Yes, the pastor at Mary Immaculate, Father Michael Forge, was also the vocation director for the Diocese of Dallas for a few years. And he came to know our sisters, and he started requesting from our Prioress General and from our community to send sisters to Mary Immaculate. So I believe he was in those discussions for maybe up to 7 years, actually.
Oh, wow.
So our community has sisters across the country and many schools, also in Ireland, Australia, Vancouver, other countries. But so he kept asking, and I kind of all converged, and he was seeking a new principal, and our community was able then to commit at that time. So I came officially July 1st, 2019, as the first Dominican sister principal, even though Mary Immaculate's heritage is 60 years old. So
Yeah, the school's been around a long time. So tell us about the school itself. I did visit the website. I think you said 400 students. Is that right?
Yes.
Which would be a medium to larger Catholic school. Mm-hmm. Was it pre-K through 8th? Or what else should we know about the school itself?
Right, so we have kindergarten through 8th grade.
Yeah.
And we have 400 students, as you noted. So there are, with COVID, we have several smaller classrooms simply because we have them spaced out. But usually we have two sections of every grade up through the grades. So so the students, it's about 22 to 25 students in a classroom on a normal year, sometimes up to 30, but depending on the size of the class. So we have all the regular subjects. This year we're delighted to say that we were able to institute the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, which for people who are not familiar with that, it's a catechetical process or formation program similar to Montessori, but helps marry the heart and the head. So often in religion, you learn the content, and then in the practices of the school at the parish, school weekly mass or adoration or celebrating the sacraments, but the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd program helps, especially starting with the very young, to help them unite their head and their heart. It's a very sacred place where they can experience the truths of the faith, and they hear sacred scripture read directly. There's nothing watered down or little child about it. It's all what our faith presents, and yet the space gives them time for silence and thinking, and their beautiful responses say that the Lord is speaking to their hearts.
My children have benefited from the program of the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, so I certainly believe in it strongly. And how is it going in regard to the COVID protocols? And I know back in the fall, the big thing was, kids going to watch on Zoom or be in person? Are most of the kids back in the classroom, or all of them, or how is that?
Yeah, so we've gone quarter by quarter. The families can choose if they were going to be in person or at home. So as each quarter has gone by, more students have returned to the classroom. We started with about 110 at home in the fall, but we're back to, they're just now submitting their request for the fourth quarter. So most students are back in the classroom, and certainly those who are at home, they tune in. We use Microsoft Teams. We also use other platforms that help them interact. So those students, every morning I do live event through Microsoft Teams. I don't know if you're familiar
mm-hmm.
with that, but
yeah.
I'm able to reach all the students in the school through their TV monitors that are in the rooms. There are new line touch screens, but also all the students who are at home. So they join us for prayer and pledge and all the announcements, birthdays. So we're united as a school community. And I've also found the live event gives me a chance to speak more about our faith, show pictures of the saint of the day.
Yeah.
Normally I used to do announcements just on the PA, so they would hear my voice coming through the speaker. But I don't know what we'll do when we all return to school together, whether we'll go back to the PA system or keep using this, because there are ways that the live event keeps me more in touch with all the students throughout the school in the morning.
I see on the website, mischool.org, by the way, is the website, Mary Immaculate Catholic School in Farmers Branch. It says, award-winning Blue Ribbon Catholic Elementary School. What does it mean to be a Blue Ribbon school?
So the Mary Immaculate won the Blue Ribbon in 2008. So, and you can apply various years. So basically there's an application process. It's quite tedious and lengthy for saying academic excellence. You present by meeting certain standards. And so Mary Immaculate met that in 2008.
So, mm-hmm, yeah.
We do have accreditation with the Texas Conference of Catholic Bishops coming up January of 23. So we're continuing. We're always on a continuous growth plan.
And yeah. So this is a time when people are starting to think about next year. Are fall registrations already happening? Are you giving tours of the school? What should somebody do if they're interested in checking the school out?
Well, we on our website, we have an admissions page, and there's contact information there for our admissions director, Kelly Madonna. But also, we have a platform we use called Hello Campus, where we have pre-recorded videos of teachers and classrooms, so that if because we aren't able to have people visiting the school as before. It's also a live platform, though, so we're there virtually talking with them in real time, but we can take them on a map of the school. They can click on if they want to hear about fifth grade or kindergarten. They have messages there from the kindergarten teachers, the kindergarten curriculum. So we just encouraging people to go to our website. You can sign up there for a virtual tour with Kelly Madonna. And certainly we've also done some open houses in the evening time because of COVID. Normally, we would tour people through the school, see what's happening in live time, but mm-hmm. we've made adjustments, and we're hopeful.
Yeah. You know, talk about the tuition. You know, I think about some people say, I'd send my kids to Catholic schools if I could afford it, but it's just going to be, you know, too much. Talk about that for somebody who would like to, but they don't think they can afford it. What would you say to them?
Certainly. I always think people should make the application, talk with us about what the tuition is. Our tuition is right at $7,000, and it's a very modest tuition in relation to the schools in the diocese. So, it's not too much, but I can understand that it can be a stretch for some families. But I think, I wouldn't walk away from it just mm-hmm. because you think it might be too much. We have tuition assistance. There are other individuals who provide assistance for, there are other ways to get scholarships through other foundations. So we do work with families, and we do encourage them to apply, like never walk away thinking it can't happen. Also, the investment, I always encourage people think maybe I'll wait and save for college. But I say if you give your young people a strong foundation, they will earn their way to college.
Yeah,
so if they're strong in their skills and in their studies and their academic, even in their, just in their efforts and their strengths, then they can continue to get maybe a scholarship for high school or college. So by that early foundation, I think you put them in a good position for life.
Yeah. The school is described as Christ-centered, the environment. Talk about that. I think this might be the most important reason why somebody should look into a Catholic school, is that I want my kids to be immersed in the faith. How is that from a sacramental standpoint, and also just the general day-to-day flow of the school? How is it Catholic?
Sure. Well, I think we're Catholic from the beginning to the end. When you walk into our doors, there's a holy water font. Of course, with COVID, we're not using that. But
yeah.
We have a crucifix. We have pictures of the Pope and the Bishop. But really deeper than those external signs, so certainly a statue of Our Lady greets you both outside and inside because it's her school. But deeper than those external signs are not just the things the students study, but also the way that we treat one another. So there's a deep respect for the human person. There's a deep desire that we recognize the gifts of nature and grace.
Yeah.
That students come with a God-given potential, and it's our great privilege to help them flourish, to show them their way, to give them the space to grow, the freedom to grow, and also then the boundaries, because it's, you know, as we know with our faith, it's those boundaries that help us free.
Yes.
That keep us free. So I think that throughout, certainly we have school mass every week. We have the sacraments of reconciliation. We bring the children to adoration both as a class and individually. I mean, as a class and then as a school, we have adoration and benediction too.
Also, multiple children. You mentioned 7,000, but as there's the second, third, fourth, fifth kid, you get discounts for them as well.
Yes, discount for second and third, and the fourth goes free.
Yeah, so. And I got to ask you, I told you I'm a big fan of the Dominican spirituality and charism. I teach the Summa to high school kids.
Yes.
How is the Dominican charism, reflected in the school? What does it mean to have a Dominican principal and a couple other Dominican instructors as well?
Well, St. Dominic sought to take people where they are and to introduce them to the person of Christ. And it said that St. Dominic spoke only of God or to God.
Yeah.
So to have each day imbued with Christ and his teachings, but also to understand that you take the culture and you bring it to God. So whatever was good or true or beautiful, you embrace that. And then you continue to give honor and glory to God by that. So Sister Sophia is teaching in our junior high school, 7th and 8th grade. Sister Annunciata is in our kindergarten. And so we're not only working with the students, but we are part of the faculty. We're part of the formation of giving mind and heart. So for a Dominican, study is chief, you know, very important. So there are pillars of study, service, and prayer, and community. And those are all very vibrant at Mary Immaculate, even prior to our arrival. But now we hope to continue. There's always room for growth. There's always room for helping the children and their families to come to know Christ more.
Oh, great. Awesome. Well, I wish we had more time, but we got to go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in. It's a great pleasure to have you here with us. Sister Mary Ann is the principal of Mary Immaculate School in Farmers Branch. Visit them online, mischool.org. And as she mentioned, you can take one of those virtual tours and learn more about whether or not this is a good fit for your children. So, Sister Mary Ann, thanks for being here. And also thanks to Mike Murray for suggesting this.